Nikki St. James was no criminal, merely desperate. And desperate times called for desperate measures. In her cramped hiding place behind the jolly green giant-sized rhododendron bush, Nikki pushed a cluster of white blossoms out of her face. The shingles siding the old Seattle house scratched her back through her turtleneck. Matching rhododendron leaf green yoga pants and black ankle boots completed her camouflage ensemble. Normally, she would never wear such a dark shade of green. Signaling her cousin, Karen Russell, to follow her lead, Nikki yanked on a makeshift pantyhose mask. She winced as the toast tango nylon tugged on her short curls, threatening to pull her hair out by the roots. The beige mesh screening her vision squashed a blonde lock into one eye. Her breath snuffled through her nostrils like a bulldog's with a head cold, and her heart raced faster than a frightened rabbit's. Yep, on a scale of 1 to 10, Nikki estimated her desperation level ran at an all-time 9.99 high. Nerves and adrenaline scrambled to catch up. All things come to those who take action, or something like that. Spitting out a speck of pantyhose lint, Nikki turned to help Karen tuck her light brown hair beneath an identical mask. The remaining length of pantyhose dangled off Karen's head like a mutated ponytail. Nikki batted her own pantyhose tail off her forehead and realized she must look every inch as ridiculous as Karen did. She only hoped that for Alex Hart, the element of surprise when they ambushed him catapulted ridiculous into the category of something more like menacing.